Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Kenneth Rogoff is a Harvard professor and former chief economist at the International Monetary Fund. His latest book, The Curse of Cash, has just been released. Rogoff proposes to ban cash payments. His two reasons are to deter criminal activity and to enable central banks to impose negative interest rates. Rogoff seems obsessive in his hatred of circulating cash. Early in the book, he wrote, quote, "To the extent that new approaches to financial transactions are developed that evade government efforts, they will be met with a stiff hand," unquote. Banning the use of cash would make life more difficult for criminal activities. However, anonymous cash payments also provide privacy, individual freedom, and protection against overbearing government. Here are three examples. I once helped an old man cash in gold coins. The original hoard was kept in a cookie jar in a Jewish ancestor's home in the Netherlands when the German army swept through that country in 1940. Some of the gold coins enabled members of the extended family to escape from German-occupied lands, avoiding death in the gas chambers. At Liberty Coins, we sell gold bars to Southeast Asian refugees. They tell me that gold saved their lives by paying for their escape from their impressive homelands. In their minds, living in America is not necessarily safe, so they replenish their gold in case they again need to buy their way to freedom. A nonprofit scientific organization was raided by a California county official who suspected criminal activity. The staff was arrested and computers and financial records were seized. One officer had not yet arrived. When informed of the raid, he withdrew 5 gold coins from the entity's safe deposit box for an attorney's down payment. The arrests were dismissed and the organization prevailed on every charge. The official soundly lost a re-election bid. Circulating cash can facilitate criminal activity, but I consider it far more important that people be able to protect their privacy and to avoid government oppression. The assault against using cash, of which Rogoff's book is the latest salvo, needs to end. That's it for today. Tune in again next Wednesday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.